More than 10,000 aircraft are expected to visit, with more than 2,500 on display, including antiques and home-builts. Among the most popular of the planes on display are World War II combat craft known as Warbirds. Today, the pilots and most of the volunteers who work to maintain them are much younger than the planes. Jason Soames flew a Navy Hellcat fighter to Oshkosh from the Commemorative Air Force Museum in Los Angeles. Soames was already a pilot when he started volunteering at the museum and enjoys flying a piece of history. Soames says it's important to keep them flying, not just on display in museums.
Well, I mean, preserving the history is so important. You know, leaving this even in our museum at home, there's just so few amount of people that come through our museum compared to when we take it on to a show like this, or we take this airplane all over the country, you know, showing it.
With 60-year-old aircraft, which were never expected to last more than a few months, maintenance is a problem. Enthusiasts have a worldwide network to exchange parts and advice, but some parts can't be found and new ones must be made. Soames says maintenance is constant.
You know, we take it to a show, we may have to work on it during the show or fix it, or when it gets home, we're always working on them, always cleaning them, always working them. Flying is the smallest portion of all the duties.
Soames says it's a special privilege to show the planes to World War II veterans who flew them. Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm John Powell.